favorite program in the entire known galaxy. It is 7:40 a.m. on a Tuesday. Sunday, a 20-year-old individual at Taco Bell in South Carolina. Well, you know, I mean, if you're having the burrito supreme and a big old soda, you're likely to, you know, belch. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That happens.
Burping in public.
Burping in public. So what are you supposed to do when you burp in public?
Say, excuse me?
Excuse yourself. Sure.
Exactly. And if you don't, perhaps somebody is going to get upset about that. And that's exactly what happened.
Although, you know, in some cultures, burping is a sign of respect to the chef.
Not in South Carolina and not in Taco Bell. A stranger in another booth walked over and asked if he had burped without saying, excuse me. The 20-year-old admitted, yeah, I had. What of it? The other guy picked up a chair and smashed him in the face with it.
You probably can't do that.
A stranger, though, like from another table comes up in the restaurant?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's out of line, too. It's
completely out of line.
You say, excuse me, to the people that you are eating with.
A Taco Bell employee broke it up. He broke it up, and the guy got up to leave. The 20-year-old was scraped up a bit, but not badly injured. Police are still looking for the chair assailant.
Same kind of guy that, you know, tells the kids to pull their pants up and all that stuff. You know, they can't stand the way young people act these days.
You know, and I've been meaning to talk to you about it. I really don't want to see your heart-shaped boxers.
No?
Okay, yeah, just pull your pants up. That's,
you know,
all I'm asking.
There is something about Taco Bell. The more I hear about their food, the less I want to eat there.
Yeah.
Other fast food places, pink slime is probably what makes the McDonald's hamburgers taste good. Hardee's, on the ammonia treated, mixed in,
whatever
it is. But Taco Bell, now that I know that it's a meat-like substance, has taken away some of the magic there.
Yeah, it still tastes good to me. On Sunday, 23-year-old Stephanie Heyman of Churchill, Tennessee, had a little bit of a meltdown. She claims she had a conversation with God, and he told her to go and do some, well, bad things. First, she crashed her car through the doors of a church. Sure, God's going to say, you know, I'm not happy with that.
Depends on which church, I suppose.
Then, when her husband came to check on her, she stabbed him in the chest.
Mm.
And she said it was because he worshipped NASCAR, not God. Stephanie was
got some people who go to the church of NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie was arrested and charged with first-degree attempted murder and felony vandalism. The husband survived. He's doing okay in the hospital now. So do they serve communion in one of those big Dale Earnhardt chalices or something?
At the Talladega Cathedral. Yes, they do, sir.
Jimmy Johnson is the chosen one.
Oh, and of course, Jeff Gordon is the fallen angel. Anyway, last Wednesday, a 24-year-old named Jeremiah Cunningham got dragged to a flea market in Oakland Park, Florida, by his girlfriend.
Honey, I really don't want to go. I really don't want to go.
So he said, you know, if I have to go, I'm going to impress her. Women love a man in uniform. So he decided to dress up as a police officer. not a good idea. He went all out. Badge, bulletproof vest, word sheriff on the back of his jersey.
Where do you get this stuff from?
Well, handcuffs. I mean, who can't get handcuffs? And a fully loaded gun on his hip. That's great. Yeah. When a real cop started talking to him, Jeremiah threw out a bunch of cop terms and actually convinced the police officer he was legit.
10-4, good buddy.
We got a 5150 over there on the thing. Later in the day, however, another officer looked at a photo of Jeremiah and realized he was not a real cop, tracked him down through his family. He turned himself in. He's now charged with openly carrying a weapon, using a police badge, and impersonating an ossifer. Last but not least,
couldn't you just say you were going to a costume party or something? I mean, unless you try to actually be. Do something that a cop would do. It's not impersonating a cop, is it?
I don't know. I think that's a fine line.
See, honey, you should have let me stay at home.
Last but not least, about 11 a.m. on Friday, a man walked into a Fry's grocery store in Tucson, Arizona, and brought his tiny white chihuahua with him, which is not that big of a deal. I mean, many people go grocery shopping.
I don't know. Dogs in a grocery store.
I don't like it.
Cool.
I don't think it's a good idea, but, I mean, there's no law against taking the snack-size canine with you.
There isn't?
He put the dog in one of the grocery store baskets, then went to the Chase Bank branch inside the store. Sure. and attempted to rob the place.
With his dog in tow.
Mm-hmm. As far as we can tell, he did not have a weapon, but I believe the dog was perturbed.
Right. Facha, show your teeth.
He was, after the man got an undisclosed amount of cash, he picked up his little dog and ran away. He is white or Hispanic, 35 years old, 5'10", 180 pounds, and needs some help choosing his furry companion.
Mm. Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
A Zorro remake, apparently, is in the works in Hollywood. This time it's going to be different. It's going to be set in a time when Mexico was a dangerous, desolate land full of lawlessness and poverty. 2014, I believe, is what they're saying. Kiss. You remember Kiss? Kiss launched an arena league football team named after the band. So be sure to check out the Los Angeles Saddle Men and Makeup coming to a theater near you.
Do you know what their real name is?
It's the...
Are they the something Kiss?
It's the L.A. Kiss.
Yeah, I think it's the L.A. Kiss. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A man claims he's the illegitimate son of Mr. T. I believe him. Why else would you claim to be the illegitimate son of Mr. T?
You got to see what here with those gold chains, baby.
Yeah. Lance Bass says he's sure there's been a gay president at some point in history, but it was quickly explained to him that it's not a metaphor. Jimmy Carter really was a nut farmer.
Oh, brother. If you had to guess which of the presidents possibly could have been gay, who would you guess? James Buchanan? I think he was the only bachelor in the White House.
Grover Cleveland.
I don't know. I have no idea. As much as we've heard about Bill Clinton, he probably swings both ways.
Oh, well, you just...
Natural sugars found in tequila apparently may help fight obesity and type 2 diabetes. Then when you get your protein from the worm and bam, it's a meal. Mark Zuckerberg blasted the NSA for overstepping its bounds by monitoring emails. Then he resumed laughing as your Facebook page was coincidentally filled with ads for the very things that you happen to be messaging your friends about. What do you know? It's interesting. Didn't know that was part of the thing. Last but not least, a 4.4 earthquake, magnitude earthquake, shook L.A. early yesterday morning. You can tell it was really bad. Apparently, parts of Katy Perry are still jiggling. That, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we have provided to you for good, not for evil.
Talk to a friend of mine, good friend of mine, Larry Flint. I say to him, Larry, how do you meet girls? What's the big secret? He says women love guys with a foreign accent, right? Women love this, right? A guy with a foreign accent. So I try it out the other night. I go out to one of these posh nightclubs. I spot a young lady who, you know, catches my fancy. People say that. And I try out the foreign accents. You know, I casually approach. I'm playing it cool. I'm like... Haro. You are very beautiful. She goes running out of the bar. Look, I'm some sort of weirdo. I don't care. I wouldn't want to date a racist like that anyways.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.